Good morning.
Good morning.
This is for me the first time to preach in English. The first time in North Shore Baptist Church. I'm very excited for this sermon.
Amen.
And I think all of my brothers and sisters excited with me. The topic I want to share for my brother and sister is unity is strength.
Yes.
I based on Galatians chapter 3 verses 12 to 14 and Psalm chapter 133. Introduction. Someone had wisely said, united we stand, divided we fall.
Yes.
One of our grand poems says, Baku Papo 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 Papui Papui Bakle Bakle Bende. It means when we are in unity, we are powerful. When we are powerful, we are increased. When we increased, we are firm. When we are firm, we are strong.
Yes.
When we are strong, we will win.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay. Amen. Amen.
And then, our Lord Jesus cried prayer for the unity of his believers. He had prayer. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them to glory that you give me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me.
Yes, yes.
Jesus had prayed and is praying for his believer to be in complete unity.
Yes.
And the one is all his believers. Nowadays, there are many denominations, countless Christian sects, and various and numerous Christian movements in the world.
Yes.
Under the world council churches, we have a movement called ecumenical movement, which try their best to unite all Christian denominations to be united,
yes,
to be in unity. This movement had tried not only to unite Christian denomination, but also to unite other religions to do the negotiation and compromisation. Mutual respect and mutual understanding for world peace and unity. But their accomplishment for this task is not successful. Uniformity is impossible, but unity is possible, and our ultimate goal should be unity, not uniformity. As someone had said, think globally and act locally. So I would like to focus my message not to the unity of the world, but to the unity of our local church or our church.
Amen. Amen.
Paul said, may the Lord who give endure and encouragement give you the same attitudes of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus. Rome chapter 15, verses 5. Paul wants all believers who follow Jesus to be in a spirit of unity, because unity is the strength of we are divided. We will be weak and cannot function well in the ministries of the Lord. We need a healthy church, a strong church, to be united in spirit.
Yes.
St. Paul wrote to the believer in Ephesus and said, make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace. Paul encouraged the believers of Ephesus to make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace. To be a healthy church, we must emphasize on the five main ministries of the church. They are worship, mission and evangelism, fellowship or caring, discipleship or teaching ministry, Christian social service. To be a healthy church, we must do all the five main ministries of the church equally, or all these five main ministries of the church must be balanced. According to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 13, unless all believers reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of God and become mature and attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, we will never reach to the fullness of unity. That is why the church leader must be man and woman of peace, mature in the knowledge of God and attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, and able to teach and show their good example to all believers. St. Paul wrote to Galatians and said, and over all the virtue like compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievance you may against one another. And forgive as the Lord forgive you. Put on love, which bind them together in perfect unity.
Yes.
St. Paul's strong desire for the early Christian was that they are to be in complete unity in Christ.
Yes.
Conclusion. We have a Burmese wise saying which said, Nwakwe in cha swime, means if the cows are divided, it will be dragged and destroyed by tigers. If a piece of firewood is taken away from the other burning firewood, that separated one will be quenched soon. That is why Hebrew chapter 10, verse 25 says, let us not give us meeting together, as more are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. United in the Lord, or unity in Christ, is the strength of the church and oneness in spirit. Harmoniously in heart is a blessing to the church. In Psalm chapter 133, verses 1 to 3 said, how good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It is precious oil poured on the head, running down on the bear, running on Aaron bear, down above the collar of his robes. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For the Lord bestow his blessing, even life forevermore.
Yes.
Thank you.